Ireland has the lowest availability for new cancer medicines in Western Europe. That's according to the Irish Pharmaceutical Healthcare Association, which represents the pharma industry. Citing new data from a Europe-wide study, the IPHA says that only one in four cancer treatments licensed here since 2020 are currently available in this country. Miriam Staunton is from the Dublin and United Cancer Advocates Network.
I was diagnosed in 2018 with stage 3 melanoma. I had no primary source, so I was diagnosed at stage 3. And at that point, I had surgery and radiation, but there was no systemic cancer treatments available to me in the public system. They were available in other countries in Europe, which I was unaware of at the time, but I had to wait until I progressed to stage 4, which was a year later, until a terminal diagnosis before I could access the drugs I needed.
Joining us is Oliver O'Connor, who's the Chief Executive of the Irish Pharmaceutical Healthcare Association. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Mitchell.
Can you tell us about this study? How many countries were surveyed and what emerged?
Well, this is a survey done by our European Association. It looks at the rate, the availability and time for availability of medicines in general, and particularly cancer medicines and rare disease medicines, across 36 countries. Both in the EU, 27, and then outside the EU, like the UK and Switzerland. And it looked at, for example, in relation to cancer, there were 56 new oncology medicines authorised or given a licence by the European Medicines Agency since 2020. And of those, only 14, or one quarter, are currently available in Ireland. And we look at that in terms of comparable countries within this set of 36 countries in Western Europe, generally speaking. You know, this would put Ireland at the lowest rate of availability of those new European authorised cancer medicines available in their health services, which is a very disappointing situation and one which we believe should be and can be rectified.
So from your perspective, is the problem the delay in giving the go-ahead to new drugs or the fact that many are not being approved at all?
Well, the process is slow, and the process generally lands in a situation where those medicines that where an application is made are generally approved, but after a very long process. And it takes, it is, for these medicines that have been measured, it's taken like 644 days to get time to reimbursement from the time of authorization by the European Medicines Agency. Now, many other countries carry out rigorous value for money assessments, which is done in Ireland as well. They manage their budgets, which is done in Ireland as well. But they approve or they have more medicines going through their system, but they also manage to make the approvals or make the decisions in a much shorter time, sometimes half the time in Ireland. And this is in a context where we actually have a law in Ireland, which comes from European law, which says that the public authorities in health should make pricing and reimbursement decisions within 180 days. That law comes from 2013, and it has never really been implemented, or the system is not designed to try to achieve that. And that's what we believe should change now.
Now, I'm sure you won't be surprised to hear that the National Centre for Pharmaeconomics, which assesses new drugs, disputes some of what you're saying today. It's given us a statement in which it says that your work has not been peer-reviewed and has methodological problems. And it also says many new medicines aren't worth the amount being charged by the manufacturers.
Well, there's no single fact in what we've put out today that is disputed. And we've done other studies of Ireland-only information, which again stands up to scrutiny in a paper we published a number of months ago at our annual conference about the time to availability and the process internally within Ireland. The fact is that in many countries, the value for money assessment is no less rigorous than in Ireland. And yet it's possible in their systems to reach an agreement on a price on a level that's acceptable to their health services and that allows patients to have access to medicines. And it is not as if they are paying way over the odds or anything like that. There has to be a process of value for money. Of course there does. There has to be a price negotiation. But when you break down all the steps involved and you look at what's required in the law, that's 180 days for decision-making, including by the NCPE, then we're simply not designing our system to achieve that. Now, our industry is committed to making changes to be able to achieve that and to deliver access to these new medicines if they're approved. No one assumes that every single medicine has to be approved, but if they're approved, they should be available to patients at least a year earlier.
Right. On the delay, the statement also says that pharma companies can be slow to engage with the relevant authorities in Ireland because they tend to launch products in larger markets first.
Well, I would look at, we speak for our members, and so we don't speak for all pharmaceutical companies. There are hundreds, in fact, but we have 41 of the main member companies. And I believe that our companies do engage as quickly as possible when they do indeed launch in bigger markets first. But when we look at when our launch sequences are, and we have details on that, and we have provided the Department of Health, it's quite clear that most of the time taken between the European authorization and the availability here, 80% of that's to do with the process. And in terms of if there are steps in the process that can be redesigned to require faster decision-making and faster responses from industry, industry will certainly step up to that.
Right. And are you engaging then with the National Centre for Pharmaeconomics on this?
Absolutely. Everyone engages, every single company engages with them.
Because it does sound as though you're very far apart at the moment.
No, the decision-maker is the HSE. The HSC is the authority with the budget, and it's the one that is advised by the National Centre for Pharmaeconomics. The government sets the policy. The Minister of Health oversees it. And there is a commitment in the programme for government to make new medicines available as quickly as possible. And indeed, when we have a framework agreement, which is expiring this September, on medicines pricing and supply, and it should be for access as well, that agreement is made under a mandate from the government to the Department of Health. So there are many parties involved, but it cascades down from the very top of government down to the HSE, which is the legal authority to make decisions, and the NCPE, the National Centre for Pharmaceconomics, which advises the HSE.
All right. Oliver O'Connor, thank you very much indeed for joining us on the News at One this afternoon.